am so thankful and so grateful for the family of God. How about you? Huh? Isn't it wonderful when you look across the room, when you're sitting in a room and you see another Christian, and there's a smile that passes between you? What does that do to your soul? Huh? It just lifts me. Mm-hmm. This morning I was sitting there and I have had things on my mind this morning and getting ready for the celebration and being sure that the flowers were there, and one fell off the stem, and I thought, oh, that's lovely. I'll just put that in a little vase. We'll set that right in front of Paula. Well, I came to that after I went through, why did that flower fall off? And so my mind was kind of still buzzing. And I looked across the room this morning, and Vern smiled at me. And honest to goodness, that absolutely lifted my spirit. So thank you, Vern. We minister in different ways to people, don't we, huh? Yeah. Sometimes just a smile. You have no idea what that smile does for the receiver of the smile. So be senders and send smiles to people, and you lift them in the spirit. I don't know if he was praying for me at that time or what, but whatever, it worked, Vern. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing Vern into my life this morning.
When my kids were little and they'd be down in the dumps, I'd say, show me your teeth, and make them start to smile. So everybody show each other your teeth.
The reading for today is from Psalm 37, verses 28 and 29. 37 is one of my favorite psalms. I just love it. And 28 says, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's stop and Selah right there for a minute. And God doesn't forsake us. Somebody give me another word for forsake. He doesn't abandon us. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't give up. Oh, I love that one. Amen, amen. Hold on to it and keep it. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't abandon us, and he doesn't give up on us. They are preserved for how long?
Forever.
Forever. That is really forever into eternity. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. That's not too good. And I thought, well, maybe I should just leave that phrase off. No, it's truth. The seed of the wicked shall be cut off. So thank God this young man got saved. Right? Mm-hmm. That you were talking about in the back of the room on last week ago, Saturday night or whatever. Thank God he got saved. He's not going to be cut off. That verse should stir us to share first with those that we love that aren't saved, and then reach out to others, to strangers, etc. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein. How long?
Forever.
Forever. The righteous are going to inherit the land. I really don't know how God's going to do that. I don't have a clue what the absolute truth in eschatology is, but I can take this verse and I can say, I don't know if we're going to be raptured, stay, go, stay, leave, go to another planet, whatever. I don't know what's going to happen. But the righteous shall inherit the land.
Right.
Amen. We're going to inherit it somehow. In this end time, we're going to be inheriting the land. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this really encouraging verse together. The Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. And I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord.